The California Walnut Board and Commission are big in food safety training over the last few years. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Carl Isath is the Technical Support Director for the California Walnut Board based in Folsom.
We were working really hard to get up to the level that we could have industry complying with the food safety laws, the new ones coming. And so we were training our growers, training our handlers, you know, supporting the training on that for the 3 years or so.
They were working very hard in getting in front of that food safety requirement of training.
And we were one of the first organizations that went out and said, okay, we're going to support training. We have a budget, grades and standards. It was about $100,000 a year in order to support the grower trainings,
which consists of a one-time 8-hour training session.
So we got a lot of support in the growers. And we had, the first couple of years, I think we almost had 1,500 growers trained in the produce safety rule.
Isath said he didn't want to boast.
You know, we were a year or two in front of the almond board.
That's Carl Isath with the Walnut Board and Commission. In almond news, the supplies of 2019-2020 California almonds will likely carry over into the 2020-2021 crop unless the supply chain for almonds catches up post-pandemic. This puts a lot of pressure on almond pricing, which is already at a lower price than it should be. Thanks for listening. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.